This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
At the base hit to the right side, being waved around Walker. Here comes a throw by Lawrence Butler. Play at the plate. Safe. Tied up at two. RBI single for Cam Smith.
All right, that tied the game up. Cam Smith with a two-out RBI single. Christian Walker scores the run. He was hit by a pitch and came around to score, and that tied the game up 2-2, and the Astros are now in the fifth. Okay. It is now 3-2 as the A's. Yes. Damn it, Lance. Lance is cruising, man.
That was hilarious.
Lance is rolling, okay. Man. This is exactly what I was about to say. They are now, that ties it up. Lance is looking for a shutdown inning and to complete five, which is the most that he is, he's completed since he's been here. And he's got it going today. First time since September 15th, 2022, that he's had double-digit strikeouts in a game, 15th time in his career, and I was going to say he is now one more strike away from striking out the side, and instead,
oh my God,
he just damn near hit it to the train tracks, and the A's lead 3-2. I mean,
left good. That one a bit elevated there, man. Lance.
Wow. That old, stopped me in my tracks.
Hey, when that old sweeper, when it hangs up high in them numbers, man, and a hitter waits on it, it is good night.
Irene.
He's still
in here, what, 4 2/3, 10 strikeouts, and 3 earned runs. So he's facing their most feared hitter in Brent Roker. See if he can get out of this as he struck out 2 in this inning, 10 overall from Lance McCullers. All right, Clint, the offensive line is the kind of the big thing and the big talking point of the offseason. And that was one of the things we wanted to see at OTAs when the full team was there to get a first look. And you said it earlier. We talked about there were some pieces not there, but none coming from the offensive line. All of those guys were in attendance, and dressed and ready to go. Here was D'Amico Ryans with his comments on what we saw from the offensive line.
Yeah, this is our first day of OTA, so when it comes to finding our best group, it'll be a lot of mixing and matching guys, putting guys in different spots and seeing, you know, which five guys work well together. So one thing about the O-line is a lot of smart guys in that room, and they can move around, they can play multiple spots, and so that helps them. But it's just a matter of finding that five once we actually can get in training camp, put pads on. Nobody's making the team right now in shorts and helmets.
All right, that's him talking about the best five. It's early, is what he said. Clint, I'll let you tell me what you saw. I'm telling you what reports were. Reports were a lot of competition, but it looked like the first time that they got out there, Clint, it was Cam Robinson at left tackle, Lakin Tomlinson at left guard, Jake Andrews was taking the first snaps at center, mixing it in with Jarrett Patterson, and then Titus Howard at right guard today, and then Blake Fisher at right tackle. And those were the first five we saw go out. You were there. What did you see from the offensive line?
To be clear, I did not see the run period, I guess, that they're referring to there. I saw both team periods the rest of the way. And look, I can't draw anything from whether there was more competition or there was this or was that. Like when I there was nothing about the offensive line that really surprised me or took me aback. Like I think there were a few things of note. You mentioned one, Titus Howard playing right guard instead of left guard. We've seen him right tackle, left guard. It's a natural move for Titus Howard. If he's going to be a guard and they're going to commit to him being a guard, which it's obvious now that they are, that he is on whatever side he's most comfortable. It's not an emergency situation where he's got to move inside because you don't have a left or a right guard. This is a planning for the future. Where is he most comfortable, with his right foot back and his right hand down, or left foot back, essentially left hand down kind of deal? Which side is he most comfortable? Clearly, it's the right side, which I think makes perfect sense given he's played tackle on the right side. So him at the right guard position, I think, was something that we haven't seen, but it makes sense. I did see Andrews at center some, but Jake Patterson was there a good chunk of the time when I saw it. So I didn't take anything from the center position other than Jake and Andrews are the two guys. Patterson and Andrews are the two guys. The other thing in that interior offensive line, it's clear that Juice Scruggs is a guard.
At least he
was today.
He was not working at any center.
I did not see him take any center snaps. I mean, you can only watch so many guys through the backs of a huddle half the time. But
that was also the other things reported too, that he was in a guard spot.
He was at left guard and left guard the majority of the time that I saw him out there. I believe he's a guard. I don't believe he's a center. I think he's a better fit at guard right now. And now that may change tomorrow, like D'Amico said, which, by the way, I totally disagree with. I hate that approach to offensive line play.
Explain what do you mean?
Well, just that we got a bunch of guys that can play different positions, and it's the best five, and we're going to move these guys all around. We're acting like we've got a top half of the NFL offensive line here that we're just trying to get the best five. I mean, literally, these guys were terrible last year. And the best one was Laremy Tunsil, and he's not here. So, like, it's to think that, well, we're going to go into the offseason and we're going to take these reps and we're going to just move guys, bounce guys around all over the place, just because that's an approach that you can take with offensive line play.
It does seem like the approach, Clint, is, hey, we've got a bunch of guys that we don't necessarily know exactly where we want to put them, but we're going to sit them out there and have them compete.
We'll see what happens tomorrow. And because I think, again, I'm gonna pay attention to what they do, not what they say. But it makes sense for Jarrett Patterson to be your center and to have a backup center that you brought in Andrews, who Nick Caserio is familiar with, right? It makes sense to me. Not a lot of people, but to me, it makes sense that Juice Scruggs play a guard position, and it makes sense that he plays left guard, because Titus Howard is going to be your right guard. So you got good comp.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Competition at that left guard spot, and Tytus Howard is a plug-and-play starter at the right guard position. Right, all of those things make sense to me. You look at Ariante Ursary. Like, it makes sense that he plays one of the tackle positions. He finished his senior season, his last season at Minnesota. He played, started 12 games at the left tackle position. It makes sense for him to be getting reps behind Cam Robinson.
The only spot you saw him?
That's the only spot I saw him was at the left tackle position. Like, that all makes sense. It makes sense that you bring Andrews in here and he work with Patterson if indeed you're going to make Juice Scruggs a guard. So that way, if your center gets hurt, you plug in another center. You don't compound the problem by okay, my center got hurt. Now let me move my guard to center, and now let me put another guard in here, and you're mixing and matching these guys around. Like, that all makes sense. Now, we'll see what they do day two. I do not like what we heard from D'Amico Ryans about the offensive line. I do not think this team is good enough. I do not think that this offensive line, I'm talking.
Just to clarify, what do you want? What would you want to hear from?
I would like for him to say, hey, man, we all know we were not very good at the offensive line position last year. We got to get this fixed. We've got guys committed to playing positions, and damn it, they're going to know what the hell they're supposed to do, when they're supposed to do it, and they're not going to go through OTAs and part of training camp going, well, today you're going to play left guard, then you're going to play center, then you're going to play right guard, you're going to play right guard, then you're going to play right tackle. Like, we're going to put this guy at left guard. And we're going to show him the 4-3 front. We're going to show him the 3-4 front. We're going to show him all the different dogs, all the different stunts that you can run. We're going to show him pressure. He is going to understand how to play left guard. Like, we're not going to spend 3 months of training and meeting on and asking these guys to play and learn multiple positions. And then you get into a game and you may not be able to communicate it because you've tried to play so many positions. You may not be able to execute the techniques and mechanics that are necessary because you spent so much time playing so many damn positions. Like, I would prefer, if you don't know right now that Juice Scruggs is a better center or guard, then what have we been doing? What is Cole Popovich doing? He's been in the room with these guys. If we don't know right now, like, I believe right now, they know Tytus Howard is an interior offensive lineman, and they've seen him play both sides of the ball. We know he's the best on the right side.
Yeah, it will be weird if he shows up tomorrow at left guard.
We're just not that good.
I think they know where him and Cam are going to be, and Blake Fisher too.
Yeah, yeah.
And we'll see. I'll be surprised if we get a lot of switching. But if we went out there the runs, the ones out there tomorrow, and Juice Scruggs is a center or something like that, then I'll be interested to see if we see a difference.
And think about it. And this is a stretch. This is a stretch. But think about it, Ron. I mean, if you have Nico Collins out there and he's pretty good at wide receiver for a few years, this whole offseason, man, we're going to move him around. We're going to get a bunch of reps out of the backfield. And we're going to come back to this receiver thing. Right? Or we're going to move him around and we're going to play him in the slot a bunch. We're going to work the slot all this offseason knowing damn good and well he's an outside receiver. Right? No, he's where he's supposed to be. He's an outside receiver. You threw it. Davis Mills missed him on a fade today. That's what the hell Nico Collins does. Right? It never has set well with me. And it seems like they're really leaning into that best five. And it just, I'm not a big fan of it, given how this offensive line played last year.
Coming up, a Houston athlete that I think a lot of people are down on. Maybe we should look at things a bit different with him. We'll do that coming up next.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.